Philip Clark with you. One of the world's leading seagrass experts has cast doubt on a mining company's ability to meet an environmental condition imposed by the federal government for a proposed new coal terminal on the North Queensland coast. Environment Minister Tony Burke has approved the expansion of the Abbott Point terminal near Bowen, but has imposed 60 strict conditions on the joint GVK Hancock coal project. One of the conditions is that the company offsets seagrass destroyed by dredging. But this has never been done in tropical waters in Australia, and underwater offsets have a poor track record overseas. That's according to Professor Michelle Waycott from the School of Earth Sciences at the University of Adelaide. She spoke with our Queensland reporter, Cathy Van Extel.
Offsets have been happening in Western Australia for quite some time with the Cobbin cement development in Western Australia, and there are several other smaller developments where the companies responsible for habitat loss have paid for seagrasses to be planted elsewhere.
And what kind of success have they had?
Many of the attempts at seagrass restoration have been relatively unsuccessful. Some of them are fairly grandiose. For example, the West Australians have this underwater tractor that dig up very large lumps of seagrass and move them around. But even that, the proportion of area surviving is relatively weak, but it does happen. It's probably still better than the natural sort of loss of habitat scale.
What's the experience been with tropical seagrasses?
To date, very little has been done in this area on tropical seagrasses. Some work in Florida transplanting Thalassia, which has not been that successful. Most seagrasses in the tropics are in countries where there isn't the resources to do this kind of work.
So there's been no experience in Australia of tropical seagrass offsets?
Not for direct replanting of seagrasses that I'm aware of.
Given this is a condition of the Abbott Point development, what would the approach be? Would it be about removing current seagrasses to another location?
Those of us who work on tropical seagrasses would believe that that wouldn't be very successful, particularly around the Abbott Point area. The best approach would be to source seeds from the region and find appropriate locations to plant the seeds. And that would mean planting a very much larger area than is expected to be lost.
How would you go about identifying the area where the offsets need to go?
That work would have to be done in conjunction with the various authorities that have management jurisdiction, Great Barrier Reef Marine Park, the Queensland State authorities, and find areas which are currently unvegetated.
How challenging will that be?
It's moderately straightforward to find areas that might need replanting. Whether or not they're exactly equivalent to what's going to be disturbed with this development, we don't know. We will have to do that work to find out.
So just how much uncertainty is there in this?
I would have to say there's a very high level of uncertainty about this. The basic need that we have is to answer those questions, some of which you've asked, some of them we haven't asked yet, about how we go about restoring seagrasses in this part of the world. It's something that needs some very pointed questions about what might be successful, what the best strategies are, and how much time and effort it will take to do the work.
To answer those questions, what kind of time do you need for that research?
A few years. It won't happen overnight. There's some things we could do relatively quickly based on our knowledge of the systems, and that could be done in months to a year. But actual on-the-ground work will take several years.
Given that you've got a large resource project that would have its own timetable, if it's to achieve those offsets, we're talking about an experimental process then?
I believe that's what needs to be done. Otherwise, we could actually put a lot of effort into trying to recover that habitat, which wouldn't be successful, and that's not to anyone's best benefit.
Do we know how extensive the seagrass area is around that Bowen region?
It's moderately extensive, but it's actually a relatively dynamic system. That is, sometimes there's a lot of seagrass, sometimes there's not. But that doesn't seem to worry the dugongs that like to eat it, and green turtles eat seagrass as well. And there's a whole range of other important fish species, and prawns, for example, have various parts of their life cycle that occupy these kinds of seagrass beds up and down the Queensland coast.
Given there are a lot of unknowns about the use of tropical seagrasses in offsets, it would appear then that this sort of research needed to have been done a number of years ago.
Yes, It would have been good to have had the background knowledge that we needed, but the bottom line is we don't, and what we need to do is move forward from here.
Essentially, what we're talking about is relatively unknown territory in terms of achieving what has been set out for that company to do.
I believe so, and I think that apart from anything else, the idea that we can do it is a good one. We just don't actually have the hands-on, on-the-ground tools to do it yet.
That's Professor Michelle Wacott, a leading seagrass expert, speaking to our Queensland reporter, Cathy Van Exel.